question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for being part of our World Travel Get-Together, everyone. Robert, Mary back with you for the next installment of the Chief Travel Leaders Series as we continue our commitment to delivering you the most informative and balanced programming as we navigate through the upside-down world that we're all living through. And we want to check in with Roger Dow. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, and he's certainly been active with all the negotiations this week in Congress and is engaged with so many of the travel sectors being profoundly impacted out there. Before we get to Roger, a quick word about our sponsor, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
Preferred Hotels and Resorts believes in travel, and once that time is right again, they'll be asking where next. Whether you're making decisions to soon travel close to home or somewhere important, wherever it may take you, Preferred Hotels and Resorts has a property for you with around 750 unique locations in over 85 countries around the world.
With their five distinctive brand categories, whether your travels involve personal or business travel, celebrations, retreats, or something adventurous, find your next luxury hotel and resort to go experience at preferredhotels.com or, of course, rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, to maximize our time for this segment, let's head right to that show hotline and welcome back Roger Dow for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Well, Roger, thanks for checking in with Mary and me. We certainly have a lot to talk about today, don't we?
We sure do.
That's for sure. So listen, last week we had Scott Salambrino on with us from GBTA, and as I said to him, we're not going to sugarcoat things on this program, nor are we going to join the media frenzy or the disinformation bandwagon out there. It's been another rough week, obviously. Congress did eventually get their act together, thankfully. So share with us what you're hearing from the various sectors of the travel world and some of the ambitions, you know, to get the recovery underway once we're past this, you know, serious period we're in right now.
Well, what I'm hearing from the travel world is this is the most serious thing we've ever seen. September 11th was devastating. This is seven times more, according to Oxford Economics. We're going to see 5.9 million Americans out of work. We're going to see a cost to the U.S. economy of $902 billion. And the question is, when is recovery going to be feasible? And when will Americans travel again? And, of course, we don't want to start that push until it's right and that we know we've got this health thing behind us.
Roger, there's no sector of the travel world, clearly, that this pandemic isn't significantly impacting. We all hear about the travel industry's ability to bounce back. It did bounce back after 9/11. It took some time, but it did. It will after this as well, yet to be determined how long that's going to take. But once we're beyond this infectious period, I think we also have to be honest and recognize that there are businesses that will be gone forever, particularly the small businesses, or certainly they'll be different at the very least. What are some areas in the travel business that you'd like to focus on as we start to look when we look at recovery?
Well, the most important thing is to understand, even though people know the names like United, Delta, and American Airlines, Marriott and Hilton, Disney and Universal, Carnival Cruises, this is a small business industry, $2.5 trillion, but it's huge to our GDP, but it's made up of 83% of the businesses are small businesses. So these are people who bet their life on a business that supports or is part of the travel industry that don't have deep pockets to hang around. And as you say, Mary, some of them will be out of business. And the thing we're pushing right now is, thank gosh, our elected officials got this vote and got it going. Now the challenge is, how quickly do you get the money to the people? We can't spend months. This has got to be days and a week to start thinking about how do we get this to the people, and most important, how do we keep these businesses afloat? How do we make sure that we don't have 50% of the businesses never to open again? But how do we give them the borrowing capability, the ability to keep their doors open once this thing is behind us?
You know, I think that is the question right now. And I want to just say, listen, I love entrepreneurship. You know, I know we've talked in the past. I've been very fortunate to have built two successful companies during my career. You know, and now as the host of America's number one travel radio show, Mary and I understand very much so how many of these small businesses are out there, as you say, at 83%. But many of the travel companies, you know, they do need help. Obviously, the smaller ones more so, as Mary said, they may not make it. So right now, you've got a national audience you're talking to. Is there anything maybe you want to say to those small businesses in travel? Because we've got a mix of travelers. We certainly have a good amount of businesses that listen to us out there. Any thoughts you want to share with them?
Well, yeah, I want them to know that, number one, U.S. Travel and our colleague associations, whether National Restaurant Association, Franchise Association are working hard to have their backs. I met with the president, the vice president, Secretary of Commerce a week ago, it seems like a month ago, to talk about how important it is to protect these people, to get the money to them as quickly as possible. They get it. They get it big time. So I want them to know that, one, we're pushing extremely hard to get their employees and their businesses protected as quickly as we possibly can. But the second thing I want them to know is we're going to be working very hard on how do we stimulate recovery. What do we have to do? This is not just a small thing. We've got to do something nationally that brings these businesses and brings travelers back faster than waiting a year.
All right. If you're just joining us for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are speaking with Roger Dow, the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. Roger, I'd like you to touch on the extension to the Real ID Act. We mentioned it just before you joined us on the show hotline today, how busy you and the U.S. Travel Association team have been in updating so many of our leaders to get some really significant relief, and as you just said, quickly to the travel industry. Anything else you think needs to be done regarding Real ID Act? Are you happy with the extension?
I'm extremely happy with the extension. For the listeners, that I know you've explained it to them, but on October 1st of this year, anyone who didn't have a Real ID, which is a driver's license, is backed up by a lot of data on who you are, basically you have a little star in the corner of your driver's license. If you don't have one, you're not going to get on a plane. And we estimated back in October that 80,000 people the first day wouldn't get on a plane, 400,000 the first week. So pushing this thing back is so important because there are states that are just starting to issue Real ID. And can you imagine trying to get the all the driver's license in the state redone in 7 months? So I'm so thankful that the president and Homeland Security pushed this back another year, because it would have been a disaster on top of a disaster.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's a good thing they got on that. And if someone right now is listening to our show around the country, we are reaching every state of the country, Alaska and Hawaii. We've got over a million people tuned in today. And if they're thinking to themselves, all right, what can I do maybe to help the world of travel that we all love and respect? I want to know what you would say to them. And any thoughts maybe, you know, specifically on ways they can help make a difference, maybe one person, one family, or even one business at a time as we speak right now?
We're seeing all sorts of terrific things that are going on. There's communities that are running campaigns of make sure you go out to the takeout of your restaurant. We're having you don't know how many hotels, some like 12,000 hotels are involved in providing rooms for relief workers and for doing all sorts of things. The number of hotel companies that are stepping up and covering the wages for their employees for 2 weeks, a month. But the things that they can do is, when it's time, let's get America traveling again. I mean, we've got to get out there. We in the travel industry have to set the example. Every one of us should be holding meetings, traveling. We've got to get America beyond what is the uncertain and fear they're going through right now. This will end. It will definitely end.
Well, it very well may end on Monday to a degree, because the president, you know, when we get to the end of the 15 days that we're in, we are hearing all the rumblings of exactly parts of the country may open. It might be Nebraska, it might be Idaho, it might be wherever. So that'll be a good thing for some of these hotels. But obviously some of the big sectors where we are here in New York, obviously California, Washington, they're going to struggle for a while.
There's no question about it. And the fact, you know, you were there, but New York is the media headquarters of the world. So there is no question about you're going to hear a disproportionate amount of coverage in New York. And, you know, if you're sitting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you're saying, you know, wow. So I think it's so important that people understand what's going on in parts of the country. I think this is not going to be on day one a total U.S. recovery. I think it's going to go region by region, and we're going to watch this thing. In China right now, I've watched the numbers in China very carefully, and China is now down to several days of zero cases right now. And this will happen here, but it's not going to happen all at once. And I think we just have to be smart and have the facts of what's going on state by state, city by city, and work our way out of it.
Well, Roger, listen, you know, the show platform is always available to you and the folks at USTA. So please do keep us updated on things. We'll look forward to having you back soon. Stay safe, you and your family, and enjoy the weekend.
And thanks for all you're doing for travel. Take care.
Thanks for what you're doing. You're doing such a great job telling America about our industry. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Same. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, there goes Roger Dow, folks, and clearly gave us a sobering view of what's going on out there, but also some things to look forward to as well. So right now we're going to pause for a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. A lot more of the program still ahead today, 80% in fact, including more of our check-ins with our affiliates around the country this hour and next, and we're going to get right to it after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.